The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of one's possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentiful, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." The Gospel of the Lord. The farmer in Jesus' story this evening was searching for security. The search for security is a very understandable one. No one likes to live with insecurity, yet millions of people are forced to do so through poverty. In biblical times, famine was a recurrent theme, so people thought security was a good thing by stockpiling grain. In modern times, people seek security by stockpiling money and or possessions. There are elderly people in New York City with over $1 million in the bank who live in poverty. Why don't they spend some of the money on themselves? Because their money is their security against illness. Jesus understood the human search for security. He called the farmer a fool. Why? Because in his search for security, he forgot everything else. He forgot to live. He postponed it for some rosy future. A craving for security prevents from opening our hearts to life and to do so and to enjoy life to the full. So what is Jesus telling us? He's telling us that security can't be found in possessions. Security can only be found in God. Even if everything is taken from us, God will never be taken away from us. Even if everyone was to abandon us, God would not abandon us. Think of modern day heroes like Terry Waite, who was held in capacity, or modern day martyrs who have taken principal stances against corrupt regimes. People of faith do not rely on material things, but on God. God is their security, and their chief concern is to do God's will. This gives them a deep trust in life and enables them to live the present moment free from attachments and worries. But God is also warning us against the danger of greed. Even though the farmer's barn was full, he wasn't satisfied, so he decided to build a bigger barn. This was not need, it was greed. The dread of hunger where the granary is full is the hunger that can never be satisfied. Greed is like a fire. The more wood you pigeon it, the hungrier it gets. A greedy heart can't be happy because it is never satisfied. And by causing us to be totally focused on ourselves, greed blinds us from our capacity for sharing. So we have to learn to distinguish between needs and wants. Food is an example of a need. If this is not met, we die of hunger. A television set is an example of a want. Having it contributes to our enjoyment, but we can live without it. Our wants are many, but our needs are few. Our aim should be to live simply, Gandhi was one of those great men of the 20th century, yet he lived in a simple hut made of wood and mud. By way of possessions, he only had the bare essentials. Living simply frees us to develop the spirit and brings extraordinary spiritual freedom and peace. Solzhenitsyn said, "People exhaust themselves in the pursuit of material things and die without realizing their spiritual greatness." Life is fragile and fleeting. God wants us to live life. It's possible to enjoy life while being devoted and religious at the same time. God said that rather storing up treasures, we should seek to make ourselves rich in the sight of God. What does it mean to make ourselves rich in the sight of God? Is it not what we owe, it's not what we own, but what we are that is important? And how are we to measure what we are? By looking at our heart. We look at our heart, and if we see a noble, generous, upright heart, that makes us rich in the sight of God.